Friday, the 25th of July, Kof Beis Tammuz, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Perspectives on Parshas Matos.
The Torah writes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a sivri to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should take revenge on the Midianim, and after he's taken revenge from the Midianim, then says the Torah, Acha te'osei velamecho. After you've done the sivri of the Rabbeinu Shalom, after that, then you'll be missed. Ask the Mepharshim, why was the death of Moshe Rabbeinu dependent on the Melchoma of Midian? What was one dependent on the other? Rav Yitzchok Rudeman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Baltimore, says on that a very interesting idea. The Gemara says in Yuma that while there was a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, once there was a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, at that time they needed to have Nevi'ah. Once they were Mevatel, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, then they were Mevatel Nevi'ah. Ask Rav Yitzchok Rudeman, what's the connection between the two? Brings Rav Yitzchok Rudeman a verse of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that the Ribbono Shel Olam made his world, that whilst there is Tumah of Avodah Zarah in the world, you need to have connected that the Koyach of Nevuah. Like it says in Koheles, Zeh Le'umah Zeh Oso Eliki. So therefore, says like the Vilna Gaon, whilst there was the Tumah of Avodah Zarah in the world, at that time, they needed to have Nevi'ah that they should be to fight the Koyach of Tumah. Once the Tumah of Avodah Zarah went away, then it was Shayach to go along and be Mevatel the Inyan of Nevi'ah. Says Rav Yitzchok Rudeman, that's the pshat here in the Torah. Once there was the Tumah of Bilam in the world, you needed to have the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu to stand up against. Once Bilam had died, after that it was possible that Moshe Rabbeinu should die. And that's why the Torah makes dependent the din of the tzivui of the Ribbono Shel Olam of taking revenge from the Midianim on the tzivui of Moshe Rabbeinu. Once the Tumah of the Midianim has gone away, then it's feasible to have that Moshe Rabbeinu should die. So here in this pasuk, we've got a tzivui from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a tzivui that Moshe Rabbeinu should go and take revenge. Two psukim later, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Pinchas. Ask the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go and take revenge, and he sends someone else. Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I was brought up in Midian, and since I was brought up in Midian, it's incorrect that I should go and oppress Midian, I should go and fight Midian. Why? Because they did me a favor. Continues the Medrash, Hamosheloimer, the parable says, Boishashosiso mimenu mayim, the boy that you drank from it water, Al Tizrat boy Evan, don't throw in it a stone. Ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what's the teretz? Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzivui from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, go and take revenge, he had a mitzvah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just because of that, how can he go and revenge and be mevatel the mitzvah what he had from the Ribbono Shel Olam of Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the mussel which the Torah said, which the Medrash brings, boy, sheshosiso mimenu mayim, al tizrei by Evan, that mussel taught Moshe Rabbeinu that he's not meant to do it. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam had taught Moshe Rabbeinu in history that a person shouldn't be a kofri toiv. Where do we see that? Where Moshe Rabbeinu learnt that by the makas, dom Tzadeya and Kinin, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do. And Rashi says in Parshas Ve'era, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Because since the river had been had protected Moshe Rabbeinu when he was thrown inside it, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he can't do the matter. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that if already to water, which is like a daimon, you have to go along and have a chorus at ease, is Talvachema, and all the more so when it comes to human beings, even if they were ashamed. Nevertheless, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Moshe Rabbeinu understood a Talvachema that he has to go along and be Makitoyuz then, and that is what was Machriya Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam the words Nekoim, that it doesn't mean that he should take revenge. The words Nekoim means that a vengeance should be taken. How it's taken, that doesn't matter. And therefore, why? Because Mibad the Ribbono Shel Olam had given him a tzivui that he should go along and do keep a korah tzeiv, and therefore there must be the pshat when the Torah writes Nekoim to take a vengeance. When Rav Eliel Appian brings a medrash, how far Hakoras HaKev goes. Hakoras HaKev says the medrash that the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer were once going in a field, and they came to a stone which Rabbi Eliezer used to sit on when he taught Torah to his Talmidim. And the Talmidim went, and when they came past that stone, they went and they embraced and they kissed the stone, and they said that from this stone is from where we learnt all our Torah. Says Rabbi Eliel Appian, you see that how far, to what extent, the Inyan of Hakoras HaTov goes. And Rabbi Eliel Appian brings a very interesting chazal. In Parshas Shemos, Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu a tzivui to go to Mitzrayim, and to see that the Yidden should be taken out of Mitzrayim. Says the Torah that on the way Moshe Rabbeinu went, Vayelech Moshe, Vayoshav, and he went on his way, El Yeser Chosnei to Yisroi, his father-in-law. Ask the Medrash, how can Moshe Rabbeinu, he's got a tzivui to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and what's he going to Yisroi on the way? Says the Medrash, Kivon, since Yisroi opened his house to him, Ein ani yochay leleches, I'm not able to go to Mitzrayim below Rishus, without the permission of Yisroi. Ask Rav Cheskel Levenstein, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be refused to the tzibui of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a tzibui to go to Mitzrayim. What is he doing? He's going on the way to Yisroi. Says Rabbi Eskel Levenstein, Mibalt, we've got a klal of the Inyan of Hakoras HaTov. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu understood that we've got Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, and therefore before he goes to Mitzrayim, what's he got to go and do? He's got to first go and ask Yisroi permission to be able to go. And Mimeira in the tzivur of the Ribbono Shel Olam laid in that a chesbon that you should get Rishus first from Yisroel. I saw this week quoted a Maiser of the Shah Gatariah. The Shah Gatariah was once a Rav in his town. And the Shah Gatariah was very tough in his Rabbonus. And once they gave him the sack, the committee of the Shul gave him the sack. And they said, we don't want you here anymore. And they sent him away. And they sent him away on a Friday. And the committee of the shul made a gezeira that nobody should give him even a challah, anything nobody should give him. They wanted to show him that they're very angry with him and we're sending him away and nobody should give him a challah. There was one righteous lady in the town who gave him for Shabbos the challahs that she needs for Shabbos. The Shah Gatariah gave her a bracha that she should be zeicher to build three bottom midrashim, two in Chutz Loretz and one in Eretz Yisrael. This lady became rich, and Baruch Hashem, she was zeicha to be mekayim part of his bracha to build two bottom midrashes in Chutz Laaretz, like the Shaarei Zariah said. She got very worried at the third Beis HaMedrash, which the Shaarei Zariah promised her, she won't be able to. So she went, this lady, to Rab Chaim Barozhan. And she told Rab Chaim Barozhan, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to be able to be Mekayim his bracha. So Rab Chaim Barozhan said, there's nothing to worry about. If the Shaarei Zariah gave you the bracha, then you can be 100% that you're, it's Vidveren Mekuyim the bracha. The Maisa, she was Zeicha, and she went to Eretz Yisrael. And she built the third Beit HaMedrash in Eretz Yisrael, and she was Nifta. So I saw Rav Michael Feinstein, the Chetzadik Levocha, a son-in-law of the Brisker Rov, brings out from this Maisa the Inyan of Akolas HaTeiv. The Shaarei Zariah was makitoy this lady what she had given him when he had been sacked, when he had been sent away by all the Balabatim in Yisrael. He was Makateva. Only he wanted to give her a bracha. By the Shaarei Zariah, Eilam Azeh took no place. Shaarei Zariah, as I mean, Meister, the Shaarei Zariah mamish to give her a bracha on Teva. A woman's got no bracha for Teva. So what did he go along and give her the bracha? He gave her a bracha that she should have a shivus to be able to build through her. Should be able to build Teva. Because that set the Shaarei Zariah by him was the emes hatachlis of the world. And that was the akoras hatoiv of the Shaarei Zariah being sent away before Shabbos without having anything to eat. And a lady comes and gives him kalat, that's the way he looked at it. That he has to be makatoiv. And what bracha did he give her? He gave her a bracha that she should be zeicha to the emes hatachlis. What is the end of the life? The Chaya Ilam Abba. That's how far our Korot HaTeiv goes. And we see even further. The Torah writes, by a mitzvah, Lo Tesayei the mitzvah, you shouldn't abominate and then a mitzvah, Ki Ger O Yisa Be'altoi. And says the Torah, Bonin Asher Yivoldu Lohem, children which will be born to you from a mitzvah in the Dosh Rishi, they are allowed to come to you. The Chura, you could have thought, the mitzvah, they threw all our male children into the river. But nevertheless, Mibalt we had a Yachanyo. We used them as a place where to be, to that extent, therefore we are Mukhuyev to give them Hakovas HaTayyib. When I saw from a Mazdiach and Kfar Sidon, there he brings out, not only do we give Akoras HaTeiv to human beings, we've got to give Akoras HaTeiv even to dogs. Where do we find that? The Torah says, in Parshas Mishpatim, Treifa Oloi Seichelu, says the Torah, La'kelev Tashnichu Neisa. Says Rashi, of an art, She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Skar Kol Belya. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't hold back the reward from any person, as they state in the pasuk, "L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yechrav kelav b'shenoi." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to give them reward to the dogs which they didn't lick their tongues during the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they're long dead." Up in the house, we've got the Messiah that we've got to give them HaKadosh HaTeiv. Even days later, that Rachelah Tashlichu Neisa, and it goes further. The Torah says, "Lo Yovay Amoni Umayovi Bikal Hashem." Says the Torah, "Why Al Dvar Asher Kidmu Eschem Balechem Ubamayim?" Because they didn't give you bread and water. Baderech Betseischem Minitzrei. Ask the Ramban, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam only be Tevea, Amoin in Moyov? Why didn't he go who didn't give you less on the mind? Why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam be Tevea all the other nations? Says the Ramban, this wasn't an Amish. Only says the Ramban, since Amon and Moab had gone against the Midah of Akoras HaTayyib. Why? Because Avraham Avinu, he had been Matzalot, who Avraham Avinu was the grandfather, the great-grandfather of Amon and Moab. Therefore, they should have done, they should have felt to be, that they should have been Gomel Gmiras Chesed to Klal Yisrael. And since they didn't go along and do Hakoras HaTayyib to us, that it's not a chet. They are people who are not ready to come in Bikal Hashem. Because that is the yesod of the whole Avodas Hashem. Chazal say, somebody who doesn't have Hakoras HaTayyib in his chava, then in the end of the day, he won't have Hakoras HaTayyib in the Ribono Shel Olam as well. The way a person behaves to a human being, that is the way a person will behave into the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, that's the pshat. Amon and Moab, the reason why they weren't fit to come in the Yiddish nation, you know why? Because they haven't got Hakoras HaTayyib. And if they haven't got an Hakoras HaTayyib, that midah is a began by the whole yesod of the nation. And such a nation can't join us in Klal Yisrael. And the emes is, you see even greater here, the action of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, he could have used delaying tactics. He could have gone along and said, I'm waiting 10 years, and later on I'm going to go along and do the smiting of me. Only no. Moshe, as the Medrash says, in my Yoritza Moshe Rabbeinu, to live for many years, Moshe Rabbeinu could have lived for many years. The only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, as the Medrash says, Le'ediacho, Shvochai Shel Moshe, the praise of Moshe, that he didn't say, because I should live longer, I will delaying tactics. Or Betzei Chazal Yeshua, the Medrash says, was meant to live 120 years. Only says the Medrash, he lost 10 years of his life. Says the Medrash, why did he lose 10 years of his life? For one and only reason. But what happened was, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tzibui to go to war against the 31 kings. And Yeshua said, I'm not going now to go to war against the 31 kings. Because if I kill them now, straight away, what will happen? I will die exactly like it happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did he do, says the Medrash? He used delaying tactics. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Because you use delaying tactics, I'm delaying taking off your life 10 years of your life. And say Chazal, that from here you see, a person can plan as much as he wants. Rabbeis machashoveis belevish va'atzat Hashem hisokum. Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzibui from the Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take into account that if he uses delaying, I'll be able to live longer. Straight away he did it. Yeshua used the delaying. What did the Ribono Shel Olam do? He took off his life 10 years. So we see from here that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, A, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B, from the Zrizas of Moshe to be Mekayim the Tzibur Hashem.
Which means did he delay?
He didn't do it. He just didn't do it. The Medrash says he didn't do it. He waited. The Medrash, not me. And I can show you the Medrash in this week's Sefer. The Medrash in this week's Sefer. I saw it myself. Medrash, rather. I'll show you after. I've seen it myself today. And I want to add on, if we find that the Chazal are very tremendous Einish on the Indian of Meira Alocha B'Tnei Rabbi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Meira Alocha B'Tnei Rabbi is Chai of Misa. So I saw the Mepharshim ask, why tak is it so severe? The Alocha of Meira Alocha B'Tnei Rabbi can rhyme with what we said is very understandable. Because if a person would appreciate what made a person a mensch, what made a person a human being, since out from his leather. What made you, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when they came to visit Rabbi Eliezer, they told Rabbi Eliezer he's like the son of the world. Why? Because the son of the world gives light to the world, directs a person in the world. Exactly the same, a person who's got a Rebbe and he feels his Rebbe is the emissary Rebbe and he directs him in the world. Then, if he can do, and he moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi, and he doesn't have respect for his Rebbe, that's a lack in the inyan of Akoras HaTayim. And like we said, that the inyan of Akoras HaTayim, that is the yisoid of the whole world. Well, why? Because we said, if a person is kaifa in the teiva, you're not makitiv to a person who's your Rebbe. Then the end of the day, therefore that's why Chazal were so stringent about the inyan when a person has a Rebbe and Meira Alocha b'fnei Rabbi. Kum dachos, we said that the inyan of Akoras HaTayim is mamish the yisaid of everything. The emes is at this time of the year, if every person would feel the inyan of Akoras HaTayim to a fellow chava, to a fellow person, through that, that would make that there should be more avo, more chibo, more love liebschaft in Klal Yisrael. And like we said, that is, not only did we say that Akoras HaTayim ben Adam l'chaveiro, we said Akoras HaTayim is the fundamental to belong to Klal Yisrael. Like the Ramban explains, why lo yovei amoini umayovi bikal Hashem? The reason why they can't come, because since they haven't got the yisaid on what Klal Yisrael stands for. Klal Yisrael stands for the idea of Akoras HaTayim. And Amoin and Mayov didn't appreciate what Avraham Avinu had done to Lot, and they couldn't go and give Amoin and Klal Yisrael food when they came through. And therefore, if a person is mechazik himself in the inyan of Akoras HaTayim, where that brings avor between fellow Yidden, and as we all know, that the churban of the Beit HaMikdash, they taught in Chazal, why did that come? That came in the, because of sin of chinam. If we'll be mechazik ourselves in the inyonim of Akoras HaTayim, and Akoras HaTayim stands for bringing love and friendship in Klal Yisrael, in that chus, Bezer Hashem, we will be zeicher to the Bein HaMetzorim, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in Mashiach.